Joshua chapter 20. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua and told him to give the people of Israel the following directions. Designate for yourselves the cities of refuge about which I spoke to you through Moses. A person who takes a life may flee to one of them, if that person has killed someone by accident without intent. These cities are to serve for you as a refuge from the avenger of blood. The person is to flee to one of these cities and stand at the entrance to the gate of the city, and state his case before a hearing of the elders of that city. They are to receive him into the city and give him a place where he can live with them. When the avenger of blood pursues him, the elders are not to hand over the person who took a life to the avenger, because that person killed his fellow man without intent, and he had not been his enemy previously. The killer is to live in that city until he stands in front of the community for judgment, and then until the death of the high priest who presides in those days. At that time, the one who took a life may return to his city and to his house, to the city from which he fled. So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Also in the region on the east side of the Jordan of Jericho, they designated Bezer in the wilderness on the tableland from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the people of Israel and for the aliens residing among them, so that anyone killing a person accidentally could flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood before he stood trial in the presence of the community. Chapter 21. Then the leading fathers of the Levites approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leading fathers of the tribes of the people of Israel. When they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, they said, "The Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to live in, together with their pasture lands for our livestock." So from their own inheritance, the people of Israel gave to the Levites these cities and their pasture lands according to the command of the Lord. The clans of Kohath, one of the descendants of Levi, received the first lot. Those who were descendants of Aaron, the priest, received by lot 13 cities from the tribes of Judah, from the Simeonites, and from the tribe of Benjamin. The remaining Kohathites received by lot 10 cities from the clans of the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The descendants of Gershon received by lot 13 cities from the clans of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The descendants of Merari, according to their clans, received 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. The people of Israel assigned cities and their pasture lands to the Levites by lot, just as the Lord had commanded through Moses. The tribe of the descendants of Judah and the tribe of the descendants of Simeon gave the cities named below, the descendants of Aaron, who were from the Kohathite clan of the people of Levi, because the first lot was theirs. They gave them Kiriath Arba in the hill country of Judah and its pasture lands which surround it. Kiriath Arba is Hebron. Arba was the father of the Anakites. But the outlying countryside of the city and its villages they had given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his possession. In this way, they gave the descendants of Aaron the priests these cities: Hebron, the city of refuge for one who takes a life, together with its pasture lands, Libna and its pasture lands, Jatir and its pasture lands, Eshtemoa and its pasture lands, Holon and its pasture lands, Debir and its pasture lands, Ain and its pasture lands, Juta and its pasture lands, Beth Shemesh and its pasture lands, 9 cities from these 2 tribes. From the tribe of Benjamin they gave Gibeon and its pasture lands, Geba and its pasture lands, Anathoth and its pasture lands, and Almon and its pasture lands, 4 cities. All the cities for the descendants of Aaron the priest totaled 13 cities and their pasture lands. For the rest of the clans of the Levites descended from Kohath, the cities of their allotment came from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem, the city of refuge for one who takes a life, and its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer and its pasture lands, Kibbezayim and its pasture lands, and Beth Horon and its pasture lands, four cities. From the tribe of Dan they gave El Tekeh and its pasture lands, Gibbethon and its pasture lands, Ajalon and its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon and its pasture lands, four cities. From the half tribe of Manasseh they gave Taanach and its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon and its pasture lands, two cities. The total was 10 cities and their pasture lands for the remaining clans of the descendants of Kohath. To the descendants of Gershon, one of the clans of the Levites, these cities were given. From the half tribe of Manasseh, the city of refuge for someone who had killed a man, namely Golan in Bashan, and its pasture lands. Also Behesh-Terah and its pasture lands, two cities. From the tribe of Issachar, Kishion and its pasture lands, Deberath and its pasture lands, Jarmuth and its pasture lands, and Ganim and its pasture lands, four cities. From the tribe of Asher, Mishal and its pasture lands, Abdon and its pasture lands, Helkath and its pasture lands, and Rehob and its pasture lands, four cities. From the tribe of Naphtali, the city of refuge for someone who had killed a man, namely Kedesh in Galilee, and its pasture lands, Hamath Dor and its pasture lands, and Kartan and its pasture lands, three cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their clans, totaled 13 cities and their pasture lands. To the clans of the sons of Merari, the rest of the Levites, these cities were given. From the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam and its pasture lands, Kartah and its pasture lands, Dimnah and its pasture lands, Nahalal and its pasture lands, four cities. From the tribe of Reuben, Bezer and its pasture lands, Jahaz and its pasture lands, Kedemoth and its pasture lands, and Mephaath and its pasture lands, four cities. From the tribe of Gad, the city of refuge for one who takes a life, namely Ramoth in Gilead and its pasture land, Mahanaim and its pasture lands, Hezbon and its pasture lands, Jazer and its pasture lands. All the cities totaled four. All the cities for the descendants of Merari according to their clans, the rest of the clans of the Levites, their allotment was 12 cities. So all the cities of the Levites within the possession of the descendants of Israel totaled 48 cities and their pasture lands. These cities consisted of each city and its pasture lands that surrounded it. It was that way for all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all of the land that he had sworn to give to their fathers. They took possession of it and lived in it. The Lord gave them rest all around, in fulfillment of everything that he had sworn to their fathers. Not one person out of all their enemies had withstood them. The Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one promise out of all the good promises that the Lord had promised to the house of Israel failed. They all came true.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.